Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, explained that only the students within the immediate surroundings of a positive student should be sent home with regards to COVID-19 protocols for schools. She said it is important that persons within the school system continue to consider all the elements of the protocols to curb the spread of COVID-19 in schools.
As it relates to our schools, we ask schools, and we've been working with the Ministry of Education over some time, and we've asked them to adhere to the protocol with the Ministry of Health. So if you have a positive or you have known exposure in the class, we ask you not to send the entire class home, but follow the protocol that's in place, and which is those persons who are directly surrounding the child or teacher, because it could be either or, two persons in front, two persons on the back, and two persons on either side. So it's important for us to consider all of these elements if we're going to continue to safely navigate this time.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, several people were detained in Trinidad and Tobago by the police on Sunday as they mounted a protest against the government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. The demonstration, dubbed the Pushback Protest, got underway early Sunday with hundreds marching around the Queen's Park Savannah in solidarity against Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley's handling of the pandemic and the vaccination policy for government workers. Internationally, the United Nations said the COVID-19 crisis is continuing to hit jobs hard around the world, warning that it could take years for employment levels to reach pre-pandemic levels. Blaming the impacts of the COVID-19 variants like Delta and Omicron and the uncertainty around how the pandemic will evolve, it now projects a significant deficit in working hours in 2022 compared to before COVID-19 emerged. Meanwhile, the number of COVID-19 cases in China reached its highest level since March 2020 as Beijing races to smother outbreaks just 3 weeks before hosting the Winter Olympics. China, where the virus first emerged in late 2019, has stuck to a strict policy of targeting zero COVID-19 cases, even as the rest of the world has reopened. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.